Okay, yes, you are listening to Al Porter on Today FM. I'm going to be with you until 2:30 this afternoon. But joining us now in studio, you see, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival is just full of the most wonderful people. And here he is. He's coming to Ireland soon for a tour, brand new show, Some People versus Reginald D. Hunter. Reg, how are you?
AP, thanks for having me, baby.
It's good to see you. You got a nice warm coffee there. I'm very jealous.
It is good to be seen by you. And yes, it is very warm. It is so warm that I have not been able to let it touch my lips yet.
Well, I'll let you have a sup while I remind... Well, not even remind people, maybe even inform people that you're not standing up at the moment.
No.
You're in a wheelchair.
That's right. The enemies of mirth and happiness and comedy, they tried to take me out about 8 weeks ago, and they were marginally successful.
What happened?
Somebody had left a bomb under the stage. And I dove on top of it.
This is what your press officer has released for the world news.
I mean, God damn it, there was kids in the room. There was kids.
So you just said, I'll believe you. It's like Dave Allen's thumb. I'll just believe you, whatever story you tell me happened. So how have you found doing the new show, sitting down? Is it unusual? Because I assume you never did that in your career.
No, and I have to tell you, man, that it's been going... I broke this about week 4 of my tour.
Okay.
And the show improved. I started taking my time on stage. I stopped rushing through jokes. And the chair might stick around long after the leg improves.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good, is it?
Because a lot of people don't know this. I don't want to do stand-up comedy all my life. I aspire to raconteur class. And that raconteuring, man, you can sit down, man, you know. But I think this is early preparation for raconteuring.
Do you consider this like a bit of a... Like a coming back to stand up because you kind of took a break. So, or would you just go, no, it was just a hiatus, doesn't matter?
Oh, no. This last break, two things happened that made me want to come back. One, I missed the people.
Gotcha.
And I got a whole lot to say. And then after that, Trump happened.
And then you had to, even more to say.
And then I took on a new business partner known as the Inland Revenue. And that white man is all about production.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Well, you see, with the whole Trump and America thing, I mean, that must be... What's going on over there?
Okay,
even I'm doing comedy on it, and I'm a camp gay comedian. I'm supposed to be doing Willy jokes.
I know, you don't be looking for Trump.
I know.
Trump finds you. Man, you know, they're talking about the U.S. military has put a hold on military... U.S. Navy has put a hold on Navy operations. They call it a pause.
Okay.
Because a warship hit a merchant marine ship. But when I read it, I thought, well, that sounds like something they just tell Trump. We're going to put the Navy on pause for a few days. We can't use it. But don't worry about it. We'll let you use it in a little while. But we're doing something.
I wondered why they don't just lie to him now. You know, he leaks so much to the press that just to see if it's all coming from him, you know, just tell him a few lies and see if he goes, no, I'm absolutely sure.
Well, one of the things I do for kicks and for mental preparation for comedy is I go on Twitter late at night and I find American racists to debate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, it's gotten to the point that American racists, they might call you the N-word or whatever,
yeah.
But they have slowed down defending Trump. they defend the ideals, but they don't... They get that volume going down on Trump.
Yeah. Oh, God. Because, I mean, that is awful. I mean, it's just bizarre what's going on over there, isn't it? And so that comes into the show. Brexit comes into the show, I imagine. Do you touch on anything else? Well, what's with the... When did you decide that you would do a controversial O.J. Simpson-style poster?
Well, I first thought I was going to call it The People versus Reginald D. Hunter.
Okay.
But then I realized I ain't have as many people at me as O.J. did. So I had to go with Some People versus Reginald D. Hunter. And originally I had a whole lot of ideas I was going to say about the O.J. Simpson case.
Yeah.
But then I thought...
The world took over.
Yeah.
Life took over.
Yeah. Just,
you went to Russia.
Yeah, I did.
Because I'd heard the story about the translator, but I'd heard it through hearsay. Somebody had said that you had a problem.
There was a translator.
So explain, just so if you're gigging, because I've never done stand-up in a non-English-speaking country, so what happens? You get up and gig, but there is a translator, and they got headphones in, like they're in a parliament?
They got these headphones.
Yeah.
And there's a translator. And I was in the middle of the gig, and it was going okay. I mean, you know, I wasn't changing the face of comedy. But some dude shouted out, "What do you think of Putin?" And I said, I think that he's the ruler of this country, and I just got here, and I think people still go missing here. And apparently, the 15 minutes I went back and forth with this guy about Putin, the translator stopped talking.
Just didn't give a word of what you said. Isn't that amazing? So that's why, he just kept asking, but the translator was doing nothing.
And the dude kept, it's like he wanted me to say something about Putin. I'm like, no, man, I seen that ride on horses and speedos.
It's like,
I know he rough, man.
It's like the least stealthy spy sent in by the Putin administration. What do you think of Putin? No, but really, tell me what you really think.
Drive me to the airport, I think.
Do you like gigging in Ireland? Because you're obviously coming back for a big tour.
Well, I'm doing like 17 dates.
I know. You've got the Cork Opera House. Mm-hmm. Ulster, you're going to do the Ulster Hall and stuff. Yep. You're going to do Vicar Street. Yep. You're obviously going to be in the Vodafone Comedy Carnival in Galway.
What I'm actually doing is I'm applying for citizenship. And so if these gigs go well, then they're apparently going to let me stay.
We want you to stay. Reginald D. Hunter as a permanent resident of Ireland would be fantastic.
Yeah, man, well, your government, they're not as receptive as you. I gotta make y'all laugh 17 times. If I make y'all laugh 16 times, I can't stay. I gotta do it 17 straight times.
Not only the Americans that need to laugh about their politics, we need some of your political ire and humor cast on Leo Varadkar and Francis Fitzgerald. We'd enjoy it.
I figure I'd just live there 2-3 years and then I can run for office.
Reg, thank you so much. So I look forward to, I'm going to be at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival, right. So we'll catch up then, I suppose. I hope to see you walking and out of the wheelchair, but maybe with a chair on stage.
And when I see you, we'll blow the frost off a cuff.
Fantastic. Reginald D. Hunter, everybody. Yeah. All
right. This is Today FM.
It's going to be loud and it's going to be passionate and in your face.